This is But Why, a podcast for curious kids from Vermont Public Radio. I'm Jane Lindholm. In each episode of this show, we take questions you've sent us and we try to track down answers. Today, we're going to talk about something we all have, but we don't usually think about. A dominant hand. Now, some of you might be saying you're ambidextrous, able to use both hands equally. Don't worry, we'll get to you. Most of you listening right now, though, are right-handed, meaning you naturally use your right hand to do most tasks, like writing, brushing your teeth, or throwing a ball. And you are probably right-footed, too. But about 10% of the population is left-handed. I'm left-handed, and so is my brother, even though both of our biological parents are right-handed. That's quite rare, apparently, and I've always been fascinated with why most people are righties, but a few of us are lefties. And whether that means anything else about how our brains or bodies work differently from righties. And some of you are just as curious about this as I am.
Why are some people left-handed and why are some people right-handed? My name is Aiden. I'm 5 years old. And I live in San Diego.
So we called up someone who has spent many, many years asking the same questions you've been sending us.
My name is Chris McManus, and I'm a professor who teaches at University College London in both the psychology department and also in the medical school.
And why are you the right person for us to talk to about left-handedness and right-handedness?
I guess the simple answer is that I've been studying right and left-handedness for about 30, 40 years. And about 20 years ago, I wrote a whole book on the topic called Right Hand, Left Hand.
And are you right-handed?
I am right-handed, yes. People assume that I wouldn't possibly be interested in a thing like left-handedness unless I was left-handed myself. But that's not the case. I'm interested because there's lots of good scientific questions about why some things are to the right and some things.